This is Mission Control. Apparently a small segment of Borman's remarks during that past conversation were at a low enough level that they did not trip the recording mechanisms for our release circuits. We will have those on a backup tape, and they'll be included in the transcript. Generally, those remarks consisted of some brief comments on anomalies encountered. Borman summarized about four or five items that constituted minor problems, and I'll run through those for you now. He mentioned that the in-flight coverall booties that the crew was wearing had become frayed and that they had removed them. He also mentioned that one of the Y adapters associated with their electrical umbilicals had developed an open circuit. He said the lightweight headsets that they carry on board had not proved very useful, but that the Snoopy hats, the helmet-type arrangement with the communications equipment inside the headset, was quite comfortable, and that the crew was wearing those all the time. The following remarks, I believe, did appear in the tape release. That was concerning the plan to stow the suits and helmets, stowing the suits under each seat at reentry, and the helmets in the food stowage area. At 113 hours, 6 minutes into the flight, our displays here in Mission Control Center show that the spacecraft has an altitude of 145,319 nautical miles, and its velocity is 4,718 feet per second. This is Apollo Control, Houston.